call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush, and yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. Though I may be lonely now, I'll see it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said hello, Dolly, well, what do you know, Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell. Swell, Dolly, yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Ranch, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
Shoretown Ballpark, Lakewood, New Jersey. Pleasant. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside the booth. I'm Greg Ciamparisi. Time for another night of Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball right here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Game 4 of 6 between the Blue Claws and the Brooklyn Cyclones. Blue Claws, of course, Phillies affiliates, 19-32, 44-73. Brooklyn Mets affiliates, they're 29-22, 59-58 overall this season. Jersey Shore has dropped 4 straight, including the first 3 games of the series, and the Blue Claws have lost 10 in a row to Brooklyn. Last night, the final score was 8-5. Thursday night, 14 Brooklyn hits, 8 went for extra bases. J.T. Schwartz and Sherman Newton each homered. Newton has homered in all 3 games of this series, and rehabbing Mets infielder Eduardo Escobar had 2 hits and an RBI as well, 3 for Alex Ramirez. So last night was Brooklyn's night. Maybe tonight will be Jersey Shore's night. It'll be Josh Henderson for the Blue Claws, who threw 5 scoreless innings in a rehab appearance last Saturday. He'll pitch tonight. And Luis Moreno for Brooklyn, 1-7, but an ERA of just 3.32. Blue Claws are 10.5 out in the second half, of course, but Brooklyn's right there. They're a half game behind first place Hudson Valley as the action begins here this evening at Shoretown Ballpark. Hudson Valley will host Hickory coming up tonight at 7:05. So it looks like it'll be a Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, Yankees and Mets battle for that final playoff spot, with Aberdeen awaiting the winner. Now, Aberdeen has a say in this, too. They are the Ironbirds, 5 games over .500, 1.5 games out. If they win the second half, then their playoff opponent will be the team with the next best overall record, likely Hudson Valley. They have a 4-game lead on Wilmington. Again, just 15 games left to play. For the Blue Claws here in Lakewood, just 9 games remaining in 2022. So Jersey Shore and Brooklyn coming up in just a few minutes. Let's do the pitching preview. And it's brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. They have Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus at RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better, healthy. We'll start with the Blue Claws left-hander, Josh Henderson, a 6'4", 215-pounder from Perth, Australia. Phillies took him in the 38th round out of the University of San Diego in 2019. Pitched at a couple of junior colleges before coming up to the Blue Claws, or to the Phillies, I should say, back in 2019. He began the year with Redding and gave him 10 runs in 4 1/3 innings. Got hurt, went on the injured list, and then made 2 rehab appearances in the Gulf Coast League, one with Clearwater, where he threw 4 scoreless innings a couple of weeks ago on the 14th. 5 scoreless with the Blue Claws against Wilmington last Saturday, and he'll make the start tonight. 5 6-innings for him here this evening. For Josh Henderson, Brooklyn will go with right-hander Luis Moreno, a 6'2", 288-pounder, 23 years old, out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. He began the year with St. Lucie, where he was 4-0 in 9 games with a 2.68 ERA and 40 1/3 innings. With Brooklyn, he is 1-7, but misleading. 3.32 ERA, 57 innings, only 50 hits. He's walked 21, and he has struck out 54, and pitched most recently on Saturday against Hudson Valley. Took the loss in that game, allowed 3 hits and 3 runs over 5 1/3 innings. So there's your pitching matchup for tonight. Luis Moreno for Brooklyn and Josh Henderson for Jersey Shore. These teams have met 24 times this year, and Brooklyn leads the season series 18-6. Moreno, by the way, will be facing the Blue Claws for the third time. Gave up 2 runs in 4 2/3 innings on June 26th, and then threw 1 inning in relief on July 23rd without allowing an run. Blue Claws getting set to take the field here. having scored just 20 runs in 9 games on this current homestand, over which they're 3-6, and they're hitting only 153 as a team in that stretch as well. Since Friday, 6 games, Blue Claws are 25 for 178 as a team. That's only 140, having scored 13 runs, and 9 of those runs have come in the first or the last 2 days of this series. 4 on Wednesday, 5 in the 8-5 loss last night. Haoyu Lee, who is the Phillies' number 6 prospect in the system per Baseball America, he will lead off tonight for Jersey Shore and play second base. This is his second game with the Blue Claws. And Leandro Pineda will bat second and play right field here tonight. They were originally going to hit 2-3. Marcus Lee Sang was scratched. Hopefully he is okay, but scratched with a little back thing, and hopefully he'll be back in there tomorrow. But Haoyu Lee will lead off and play second base for the Blue Claws. 19-year-old from Taiwan, and there are actually a few media people here from Taiwan tonight. They interviewed him before the ball game, and you know it was interesting. I was talking to him, and they said they had first interviewed him when he was 12 years old. He came out to, or he was playing at the national levels all the way through and was one of the most well-known, if not the most well-known, young player in the Taiwanese baseball program, and signed with the Phillies last year. He signed in June, debuted in August, a few games, played at Instructs, and then began this year with Clearwater before being promoted here just yesterday. So it'll be Haoyu Lee, Leandro Pineda, and Baron Radcliffe, 1-2-3 for Jersey Shore. Blue Claws have taken the field, and we will take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the first pitch on a beautiful night here in Shoretown. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball right here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Tonight, the Blue Claws take on the Brooklyn Cyclones. Jersey Shore High A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies, 19-32, 44-73. And Brooklyn, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets, they're 29-22 in the second half, 59-58 overall this year. Brooklyn's won the first 3 games of this series, 8-5 winners last night. Blue Claws tonight will turn to Josh Hendrickson, a left-hander making a minor league rehab start with Jersey Shore. And he threw 5 scoreless innings against Wilmington last week. And Brooklyn will go with right-hander Luis Moreno, who has a 1-7 record, but a 3.32 ERA. Obviously, he has pitched much better than that record would indicate. Brooklyn has won 10 in a row against Jersey Shore, and they have won 19 of the first 24 meetings between the two teams this season. So Jersey Shore will look for the W here tonight as players are still in position out on the field waiting for the honor guard and the giant American flag to cross over the foul line, and then they will depart, and we'll have the starting lineup in a minute for Brooklyn and tonight's first pitch. 84 degrees, clear skies. It was a bit tenuous at times today. They put the tarp on the field at about 12:30 for an hour, took it off, and then at about 3 o'clock, 3:30, they had everybody on the staff down on the field ready to put the tarp on at a moment's notice, and whatever was out there kind of split up and didn't make it to the ballpark, thankfully. And then finally, we were waiting to see if there would be more pop-ups because it was so humid, and that was what was in the forecast, but all good, and we're ready for baseball. Brooklyn and Jersey Shore. Here's the Cyclones lineup. Eduardo Escobar leads off. He's the DH. Then Matt Rudick, the left fielder, and Alex Ramirez, the right fielder. Hitting fourth is Jose Peroza. He's at second. Then JT Schwartz at first base. Stanley Consuegra's in center field about sixth. Then Shervin Newton at short. Jalen Palmer will play third base in about eighth. And Matty Ninth with a catchy for the Cyclones. Tonight is Morristown native Matt O'Neill. Lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, local facilities including Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center's Southern Campus. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. So Josh Henderson finishing up his warm-up tosses now. And he is a left-hander from Perth, Australia. 6'4", 215 pounds. He'll turn 25 years old in September. 38th round pick of the Phillies out of the University of San Diego back in 2019. And this will be a fun treat for him here as he'll get to face Mets infielder Eduardo Escobar, who will lead things off. Escobar on a rehab assignment. He had an oblique strain, or has an oblique strain. Two hits in four at-bats last night playing short. He's the DH today. First pitch by Hendrickson, a fastball strike, and we're underway right on time here at 7:05. 84 degrees, mostly clear skies. Hendrickson 6'4", in his white jersey, no sleeves underneath, the short sleeves on the beautiful night, and the fastball up and away, one ball and one strike to Escobar as a switch hitter. And then I think one of the reasons why he's back tonight, because he gets the chance to bat from the right side against the southpaw, Josh Hendrickson. And the 1-1, bounce foul behind the plate, and the count is 1-2. So Escobar, of course, with the Mets now, he played for a few different big league teams, came up with Minnesota, he's played for Arizona, Milwaukee, and now the Mets. This year, first year in New York, hitting .216 with 12 home runs. And the 1-2, foul back, good cut. Fouls it back under the screen, and the count still 1-2. It was fun to watch him take batting practice yesterday. You can always tell when there's a big leaguer in town. The ball just sounds differently coming off the bat. He had a number out of here, hit one of the upper tier billboards over the outfield concourse too. Tipped foul, got a piece, did Escobar, hit off the catcher Quirion, and it's still 1-2. The home plate umpire is JT Shaw. The base umpire is Denver Dangerfield. Here tonight, assigned by Major League Baseball, representing the Sally League. Light breeze blowing out towards left field. Escobar bats right-handed. The 1-2, swing and a miss. He got him on a hook, strike three. So Escobar strikes out swinging. Good breaking ball by Hendrickson. And that'll bring up the left fielder, Matt Rudick. So a good start for Jersey Shore as Hendrickson fans Eduardo Escobar. And here's Rudick, who has led off the first couple of days of this series, but he's the two-hitter tonight as they move Escobar up, who hit in the second spot yesterday. And the Aussie deals first pitch to strike. Last year when Hendrickson pitched for the Blue Claws, it was only the third time in minor league baseball since 2005 that a team had an Australian starting pitcher and an Australian manager. Of course, the Blue Claws manager last year, Tank Adamson. Broken bat by Rudick, grounds it to second, handled there by Hao Yu Lee. Throws over to Wingrove at first, and there were two men down. Defensively for Jersey Shore, it's Baron Radcliffe in left, Jared Carr in center, and Leandro Pineda in right. Fraylin Mignetti at third, Casey Martin in short. Lee is at second, Hao Yu Lee in his second game here, so too for Leandro Pineda. And the first baseman, Rickson Wingrove, with Anthony Quirion doing the catching. Here's Alex Ramirez hitting .268, 5 home runs and 28 runs batted in. And Hendo's first pitch, a fastball a little high, and the count 1-0. Ramirez had 3 hits last night, including 2 doubles. He's 13 for 28 against the Blue Claws this season. Swing and a miss. Out in front of a changeup, and the count is 1-1. 13 for 28, that includes 2 home runs and 12 RBIs in 6 games. He had a game-winning grand slam off Aiden Anderson here back in July. 1-1, up and outside. 2-1 on Ramirez. So 2 out, nobody on, top of the first inning, no score on a beautiful night here with the Jersey Shore. Some threats of rain throughout the day, but it's turned into a gorgeous afternoon and evening. And the 2-1 is inside from Hendrickson. And that runs the count to 3-1. Good crowd tonight. A lot of folks out on the grass berms, both in left field and right field. And this will be the 12th sellout crowd of the year. 3-1 pitches inside and low. He walks in ball 4. So Ramirez, one of the top prospects in this Met system, who joined Brooklyn a couple of weeks ago, 4th of July, draws the free pass. That'll bring up the second baseman, Jose Perosa. Perosa played with Brooklyn back in 2019 when they were in the New York Penn League, the last year of the New York Penn League, and he was on their team that won the final ever Penn League title. He won, Brooklyn won the first title in their, they won the title in their first year in 2001, and then in their last year in the Penn League in 2019, they won another title. Here's Perosa, he's hitting .260, 6 homers, 43 ribbies, and he takes a changeup that misses a little bit low from Hendrickson on the count, 1-0. He's had a big series. In fact, he has 7 hits in 14 at-bats in the series, and he has 5 straight multi-hit games, over which he is 11 for his last 18. That goes back to Saturday against Hudson Valley. He's hitting .392 so far in August, and that only gets his average from .224 up to where it is right now at .260. Here's a high fly ball deep out in the left center field. Radcliffe back, turns around at the wall, and it's gone. It hits off the chain link fence atop the padded wall just to the left of the Chick-fil-A fan zone. Jose Perosa, he homered for the 7th time this year, and he continues to smash the ball in this series. That's his 8th hit, and the Cyclones have a 2-0 lead. So 2 out and nobody on, a walk and a 2-run home run. And just like that, Brooklyn has a 2-zip lead here in the first. Last night, it was JT Schwartz who opened the scoring. He's up now. He had a solo home run in the second inning. And Hendrickson's first pitch to Schwartz misses outside of the count, 1-0. If you go back to, that was in the second yesterday. If you go back to Wednesday, same thing, 2 out, nobody on, and Brooklyn got a run. That was on an RBI single by Stanley Consuegra, and they had a 2-run homer by Sherbet Newton to open up the scoring back on Tuesday. So they've jumped out first in every game. This is the 4th now in this series, and the pitch is inside and low to Schwartz. 2-0. Sitting .261, 5 homers. 5th home run was yesterday, and 40 runs batted in. Left-handed batter from UCLA. Swing and a miss at a Hendrickson fastball. And we count 2-1. So this is the second and likely final rehab game for Hendrickson with the Blue Claws this year. I would guess he goes back to Reading next week. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Blue Claws added Victor Vargas back from a rehab assignment on Thursday. And he will start one of the games next week, so he'll go into the rotation. Blue Claws will be in Hudson Valley next week for a series that could have some impact in the SAL postseason race. Hudson Valley right now a half game up on Brooklyn with 15 to play. Popped up by Schwartz, third base side, racing over Fraylin Mignetti, and he runs out of room. It's out of play, and the count is 2-2. So the 6'4 left-hander out of Perth, Australia, Josh Hendrickson. He pitched for the Perth Heat in the Australian Baseball League. Not sure what he's going to do. He said this winter, we'll see what happens, but I guess it's an option for him to go back to the ABL. Remember, he missed the bulk of the year, so he probably could use the innings. That's a little bit low. And the count, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Of course, former Blue Claws manager Chris Adamson, last year's skipper, will manage in Adelaide this year for the Adelaide Giants, his second year, or his, I think, fourth year managing them. There's a liner down the right field line by Schwartz. That stays fair, and it's a base hit. Backhand by Leandro Pineda. He fires in a second, a little wide. Martin comes off to grab it, but they weren't getting him anyway. So Schwartz hooks a double into the right field corner, and he's at second base with two down for Stanley Consuegra, the center fielder. No Tony tonight. He will be back tomorrow, but we know he is watching from at home tonight, and we wish him the best. Here's Stanley Consuegra, right-handed batter, 218, 4 homers, 16 RBIs. He's been here since early July. Pops this one up behind the plate. Corian comes back, but it'll get out of play and lands about 5 rows back. Count, no balls and 1 strike. Consuegra will turn 22 years old in September. So we told you Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Brooklyn a half game in back of the Renegades, who are hosting Hickory tonight up in Wappingers Falls, and they are no score just underway there. So we'll keep an eye on that one for you. 0-1, bouncer foul behind home plate from Consuegra, and it's nothing and two. Hendrickson is up to 25 pitches now here in this first inning. Consuegra hit 251, 8 home runs in 66 games with St. Lucie. He's been with Brooklyn since late June. 0-2 from Hendrickson. Looks back at Schwartz at second. 2-0 Cyclones here in the first. And a changeup is pulled on the ground softly. Foul up third. And it's nothing and two. Still on Consuegra. Blue Claws will have Hao Yu Lee, Leandro Pineda, and Baron Radcliffe, the top of the order, when they face Luis Moreno in the bottom of the first inning. Already, unfortunately, in a 2-0 hole on that two-run homer by Jose Perosa. 0-2 pitch. Tipped foul. Glanced it off the mitt of the catcher, Querion, and it rolls back toward the screen. Count remains nothing and two. Two more games in this series after tonight. Matt Russell tomorrow for Jersey Shore against Dominic Hamill, and then Dominic Pipkin on Sunday against Jeffrey Colon. Sunday a 1-0-5 start. 0-2 on Consuegra. And the pitch is a breaking ball popped up again behind the plate and back out of play. Count remains nothing and two on Stanley Consuegra. Blue Claws in their home whites today. Brooklyn in their road grays, as they've been in every game this series. Two-tone jersey for Brooklyn. The sleeves are navy blue, but the rest of the uniform is kind of a heathered gray. It says BKLYN across the front. Mets logo on the right sleeve. 0-2 pitch. Yanked in the air into shallow left center, or center left. Radcliffe comes on, plays on a hot base hit. Coming around third, Schwartz. He'll score. The throw cut off by Mignetti. They throw to second, and that's not in time. Consuegra's in there standing up. It's an RBI single for Stanley Consuegra, 17th ribby of the year. And Brooklyn has a 3-0 lead. Looked like he was a little bit out in front of that, but he hooks it in front of Radcliffe. And it's a 3-run inning here in the first. Brad Bergeson, the pitching coach for Jersey Shore, will walk out to the mound and talk to Hendrickson, who got the first two guys out, no problem, but then has allowed a walk, a 2-run homer, a double, and the RBI single. And suddenly it is 3-0. And Brooklyn, who has already won 19 of 24 against Jersey Shore, in position here to get to 20-5 already against the Blue Claws this season. Jersey Shore, as we said, has struggled in the plate. 9 games on this homestand, they've scored 20 runs. So obviously not built to necessarily play from behind. Berge out there talking to Hendrickson and Querion as they come up with a plan for Sherman Newton, who all he's done in this series is hit 3 home runs. And he'll bat here with 2 down and a runner at second and 3 runs in. Meanwhile, J.P. Woodward is loosening in the bullpen for Jersey Shore. Newton's hitting 191 on the year. 7 home runs and 36 RBIs. He's out of the Netherlands. In this series, though, he has 5 hits, in 11 at bats, three home runs. And the first pitch from the lefty, Hendrickson, a little bit low, and the count, one ball and no strikes. So Woodward throwing in the bullpen. Hendrickson, they wanted to get his work in. He's up to 29 pitches. One ball, no strikes, and a little broken bat pop up into shallow left center. Martin back, he's there. And Casey makes the catch to retire the side, but a three-run opening frame for the Cyclones. They do it on three hits, one walk, no errors, and one left. Blue Claws coming to bat, bottom of the first. Brooklyn 3, Jersey Shore nothing on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
How Yu Lee will lead off here for Jersey Shore as we go to the bottom of the first inning, and the Cyclones have a 3-0 lead already off Josh Hendrickson and the Blue Claws. He threw 30 pitches in the first inning, gave up three hits, including a two-run home run to Jose Peroza and an RBI single to Stanley Consuegra. So here's How Yu Lee. This is his second game with the Blue Claws, 19-year-old from Taiwan. And Luis Moreno's first pitch is bounced right back toward the mound. Moreno plays it easily, turns, lobs over to JT Schwartz at first. One pitch and one out. Lee, the second baseman, is followed by Leandro Pineda, who had a hit in his Blue Claws debut last night, a triple, in fact. He's in right. Then Barron Radcliffe in left field, and Rickson Wingrove at first. Batting fifth and center, Jared Carr, then Casey Martin, the shortstop. Anthony Gurion is the catcher. He bats seventh, and Nicholas Torres, the DH, hits eighth. And batting ninth at third base is Fraylin Mignetti. So Moreno, right-hander, has been unlucky this year. First pitch outside, corner, called strike. 3.32 ERA, but he's 1-7. But obviously he's had a good year with Brooklyn, 1-7, as we said. 3.32 ERA, that's in 13 games and 11 starts. Pitch to Pineda, breaking ball chopped to first. It stays fair, handled by JT Schwartz, who steps on the base with his left foot and quickly two down. 57 innings with Brooklyn, 50 hits. He's walked 21, struck out 54. Last time out, gave up three runs on three hits and five and a third innings against Hudson Valley on Saturday and took the loss. Faced the Blue Claws in relief on July 23rd through a scoreless inning with two strikeouts. And he pitched in relief. Remember, that was right after the All-Star break. Barron Radcliffe takes a fastball in there for a strike. So it's the first series post-break. So only a three-game set. So they gave him an inning in relief that day, and he started 4 days later in Hudson Valley, threw six scoreless in that game against one of the better offensive teams in the league. Rickson Wingrove, or excuse me, Barron Radcliffe takes low for a ball, the count 1-1. Barron at 222, 11 homers, 33 ribbies. He had two hits yesterday, and he lines this one down the left field line. Will it stay fair? No. Slice is foul, and Radcliffe will head back to the box. 17 for his last 48 at the plate is Radcliffe. That's since August 4th. Five of his 11 homers have come since July 29th. Now, he had three of those in Greensboro, which is a much different environment for hitters compared to what you get up here. But still, he's been swinging the bat very well no matter where he's been playing. Breaking ball chase, that one, swing and a miss, strike three. And the inning is over. 1-2-3 for Luis Moreno. Blue Claws go down quietly in the first. We go to the second, 3-0 Brooklyn here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Bottom of the second inning in Shoretown. Blue Claws down 3-0. Jalen Palmer, Matt O'Neill, and Eduardo Escobar coming to the plate here against the left-hander Josh Hendrickson. He threw 30 pitches in the first inning. Gave up 3 hits, 2-run homer to Jose Peroso. There's the first pitch to Jalen Palmer, and he takes a fastball high, ball one. Palmer, 6'3", from Brooklyn, New York. Went to Holy Cross High School in Flushing. So he's playing in his home borough and trying to get to the borough where he played in high school, just 3 miles from City Field, which is pretty cool. He just turned 22 back on July 31st, and Hendrickson's changeup is in there for a call, striking through him, a 2-0 change, and it drops in there. 2 balls and 1 strike on Jalen Palmer, drafted 22nd round in 2018 by the Mets. Here's the 2-1, fouled away, first base side, and it's 2-2 here on Jalen Palmer. Matt O'Neill and Eduardo Escobar, the next two. Escobar, of course, the rehabbing big leaguer, Mets designated hitter. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And a pitch on the way, breaking ball inside. And it's 3-2 on Palmer. Hendrickson got the first two out in the first inning without a problem, but then he walked Ramirez. Rose in a 2-run homer. Schwartz a double. Then Swagger with the RBI single. Fastball up and away, ball 4. 2 walks now for Hendrickson. And that'll bring up the catcher, Matt O'Neill, for Brooklyn. Cyclones enter the day 29-22. They won the first 3 games of this series, and they're 59-58 overall this season. As we said before, they're a half game back as O'Neill. You might hear a few extra cheers. He's from Morristown. Went to the University of Pennsylvania. Hendrickson stepped back, throw to first, not in time. So they enter the day, Brooklyn does, just a half game behind Hudson Valley for that final playoff spot, second half of the SAL North. That one high, 1-0. Hudson Valley leading Hickory 1-0 that game in the second. O'Neill played on Wednesday. On the year, 168, 2 homers, and 19 grunts batted in. He had breaking ball low, 2 balls and no strikes. He had a couple walks, went 0-2 in that ball game. That was the extra inning 5-4 win for Brooklyn. They won 7-0 the first game on Tuesday, 5-4 in 10 innings on Wednesday, 8-5 last night. And they already lead this game 3-0 here in the second. Palmer leads off first. And there he goes. Pitch on the way is high. Querion fires to second. A little high on the throw. And Palmer dives in safely. So 22 stolen bases now for Jalen Palmer in 25 attempts as he dives in head first. Pitch was a ball, so it's 3-0 on Matt O'Neill. J.P. Woodward was warming up earlier for the Blue Claws, and a get-me-over fastball in there for a strike. 3-1 on O'Neill. So we'll see if they get Woodward up again. But obviously, Hendrickson, who's here on a rehab assignment, needs to get his work in. Woodward was really warming because the pitch count was up in that inning. That's way inside ball four. And Hendrickson is not a guy that's going to walk a lot of people. That's three already in nine batters. He's walked three of the last seven hitters that he's faced. And just doesn't seem to have his command right now. And now he puts two on, nobody out, to deal with a big leaguer in Eduardo Escobar, who steps up to the plate. When Escobar went down with his oblique strain, they brought up Brett Beatty, who was with Brooklyn last year for the vast majority of the season. And Escobar lifts one in the air to right field, drifting over toward the line. Is Leandro Pineda, 20 feet in front of the track, makes the catch, runner tags at second, Palmer, and he goes to third. So Escobar swings at the first pitch, he sees and flies out, one away. And the Cyclones now with runners on the corners. So Beatty was one of a three-headed monster with Brooklyn last year, along with Francisco Alvarez, a catcher, and Ronnie Mauricio, a shortstop. They all began this year with Binghamton in Double-A. Alvarez is now in Triple-A. Beatty, though, went to the big leagues when Escobar went hurt. Went down, I should say, and all he did was hit a home run in Atlanta last week in his first big league at bat. Here's Matt Rudick out of San Diego State. First and third, one out. And the first pitch to him is high. Fastball, one ball, no strikes. Rudick grounded out to second base in the first inning. So he is 0 for 1, 221 with three home runs for Rudick so far this season. First and third, one down, 3-0 Cyclones, top two. Hendrickson comes inside with a fastball that just misses. And the count is 2-0. Phillies a 2-0 lead. Welcome back, Bryce Harper. A two-run single to right field in the first inning off of Bryce Wilson of Pittsburgh. Fastball high, 3-0 on Matt Rudick. So first game of that series, Phillies 2-0 lead in the bottom half of the first, and still without an out. Three balls, no strikes. Hendrickson in there calling strike. He's been behind now the last two hitters at, or two of the last three hitters, I should say, at 3-0. The previous batter, Escobar, swung at the first pitch. Trying to get a ground ball double play to get out of the inning. Cyclones up 3-0. Pitch is a changeup. That's high. Ball four. Four walks now by Hendrickson. And that loads the bases for Alex Ramirez. Certainly not the guy you want to load the bases for. It's just asking for trouble. Ramirez walked in the first inning. He is 13 for 28 against the Blue Claws this season. Backing up now as Querion goes out to talk to Hendrickson. To July 23rd, Aiden Anderson had a two-run lead, and he hit a batter, hit Rudick, got an out, and then walked Rowdy Jordan, who's since been promoted, to get to Ramirez with a game-winning grand slam. Henderson walks the bases loaded to get to Ramirez and starts with a curveball in the dirt. Nice sprawling block by Querion, and the count is one ball and no strikes. Ramirez, the Mets' number four prospect, signed for a little over $2 million a couple of years ago. Just 19 years old. Won't turn 20 till January. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good changeup. Actually got a foul tip. And it bounced off of Querion Smith. One ball and one strike. And J.P. Woodward, who was throwing earlier, might be getting back up. Some stirring down in the pen. Yeah, JP is going to get loose now for the Blue Claws. Hendrickson is up to 48 pitches, and only 25 of them have been strikes. 1-1 on Ramirez. Bases loaded, one out. and he hits a high pop behind the plate. This might stay in play. Quirion goes out, slips, gets out of the way. Wingrove racing down from first, makes the catch in fair territory for the out. So Quirion went out to field the pop-up and slipped. Fortunately, Wingrove had it all the way. Mignetti was there too. So that's a big out. In fact, that was an infield fly anyway, because it stayed fair. I thought I thought it was going to be behind the plate, but it spun back. So here's Jose Peraza, the second baseman, hit a two-run home run his first at bat. Peraza has multi-hit games in his last five games, including the home run tonight. He's 12 for his last 19 at the plate, and he takes a curveball low. It gets through the five hole of Quirion and back to the screen. Scoring from third is Palmer. O'Neill to third. Rudick goes down to second. I think that will be a wild pitch, but we'll see. I think it bounced and went through the wickets of Quirion. One ball, no strikes, obviously, on Jose Peraza. So a wild pitch scores the run. And Brooklyn now a 4-0 lead. High set for Hendrickson. Fastball. That is at the knees. A strike. Two balls, no strike. Check that. One ball, one strike on Jose Peraza. So Woodward up in the bullpen now for the Blue Claws. 1-1 the count. Second and third. And that's a changeup low. Two balls and one strike. So Palmer, who walked, scores. O'Neill, who also walked, goes to third. And Rudick, who walked, goes to second. 2-1 the count on Peraza. And Hendo deals at the knees a strike. A late strike call there by the plate umpire, John Tyler Shaw. And the count is even at 2-2. Nice crowd tonight, but Blue Claws have not given them anything to cheer about in the early stages. Four walks to the first 12 hitters, down 4-0. Breaking ball way outside, 3-2. Meanwhile, the Blue Claws went down in the first inning, 1-2-3, on just 7 pitches. So just a mess of a start to this ball game. 3-2 the count. High set for Hendrickson, and the pitch is hit in the air, foul, off first, out of play, and the count is 3-2. So 3-2 the count on Peraza. Base hit really blows it open. Breaking ball blooped in the air, foul, first base side. Wingrove sprints over, but it lands foul and hops into the Jersey Shore dugout. Count remains full on Peraza at 3-2. 4 runs, 3 hits, 4 walks. Allowed by Hendrickson so far through an inning and 2/3, and he's almost at 60 pitches. This will be number 58. And the 3-2 is line foul into the seats, first base side. And the count remains full at 3-2. Good crowd tonight. It'll be the 12th sellout crowd of the season for Jersey Shore. Tomorrow night, Star Wars night. And then the Sunday finale, and then 6 games with Aberdeen right after Labor Day to wrap up the season. 3-2 pitch, change up, swing and a miss. Got him on a high one, strike 3, and the inning is over. But 3 walks and a wild pitch, a free run, really, for Brooklyn. 1 run, no hits, no errors, 2 left. We go to the bottom half of the second inning. 4-0 Cyclones on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss, Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Four nothing, Brooklyn. We head into the bottom half of the second inning, and Rickson Wingrove will lead things off for Jersey Shore. Luis Moreno threw 7 pitches in the first inning, 6 strikes, and the Blue Claws went down 1-2-3. Waiting for the first base coach, and there he is, Pat Listash. Gets his helmet on and heads out to coach at first. Of course, Keith Werman, the Blue Claws manager, is coaching at third. So here's Rickson. 257, 9 homers, 32 RBIs. And Luis Moreno deals a fastball in there at the knees of calling strike. And the count is nothing and one. Phillies scored 4 runs in the first inning. Wingrove swings and misses. Nothing and two. So they already have jumped out to a 4-0 lead over Pittsburgh in the first game of that series at Citizens Bank Park. 0-2 pitch in the dirt. J.P. Woodward is back up throwing for the Blue Claws now in the bullpen. So that tells you there that he will go and pitch in the third. So Josh Hendrickson's night is over. 59 pitches, 33 strikes in 2 innings. Wingrove out in front, grounds one to second. Handled by Perosa, tosses to first for the out. So defensively for the Cyclones, it's Rudick in left, Consuegra in center, Ramirez in right, Jalen Palmer at third, Sherbin Newton at short, second baseman is Jose Perosa, first baseman is J.T. Schwartz, and Matt O'Neill out of Morristown, New Jersey, is behind the plate. So that brings up Jared Carr, the center fielder, at 212, and he takes a little bit low, ball one. 2 homers, 18 runs batted in. Carr played last night in fifth, went 0-for-3. Blue Claws did have 10 hits last night, lost 8-5. Brooklyn had 14, 8 extra base hits. Fastball in there, called strike, and the count 1-1. On Wednesday night, the 10 in a game, Carr was 0-for-4. He made the last out, grounding out to first base with the bases loaded to end the game. 1-1 from Moreno, pulled softly up first and fell. And it's 1-2. Brooklyn trying to keep pace with the Hudson Valley Renegades, who have a half-game lead, 15 to play. Hudson Valley, a 2-0 lead over Hickory tonight. Fastball just missed, good eye by Carr, and the count even at 2-2. Jared out of Shepherd University in West Virginia. He's from Martinsburg, which is right outside of Hagerstown. Of course, Hagerstown in Maryland, but close to the West Virginia border. Carr went to high school in Hagerstown. Chops one foul, third base side. And the count 2-2 on Jared Carr. Just joining us, Brooklyn scored 3 runs in the first, 1 in the second. And they lead the Blue Claws here 4-0 in the bottom half of inning number 2. So Luis Moreno deals, breaking ball, pulled foul down first. And that skips down toward the Jersey Shore bullpen. Count remains 2-2. Light breeze blowing out towards left center field tonight. Mostly clear skies. There was some threat of rain throughout the day, but pitch is inside, and the count is full at 3-2. So 3-2 to Carr. And the inside out's a liner leaping at third. Palmer to make the play. And there are 2 down. The Blue Claws just can't catch a break right now. Palmer is 6'3", and he's a great athlete. And that was just a standing jump, and he yanks it out of the air. And not only that, they had him played perfectly right off the line. Here's Casey, and the pitch, a fastball down and outside. And the count is 1-0, no strikes. Martin at 181, 5 homers, 33 ribbies. Breaking ball from Moreno down and away, 2-0. In the third, we'll be joined by Dennis Edesso of Ma Deuce Deuce, tonight's Blue Cross Charities community partner of the game. 2-0 here on Casey Martin. And the pitch by Moreno is hit in the air to center. Coming on is Consuegra. He is there, makes the grab, and that retires the sign. Well, the Blue Claws go in order for the second straight inning. We've played 2-4-0 Brooklyn on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
J.P. Woodward takes over for the Blue Claws as we head into the top of the third inning here in Shoretown. 4-0 Brooklyn. Josh Henderson goes 2 innings, allows 4 runs, all earned on 3 hits. He walked 4, struck out 2. And Woodward is the relief pitcher here for the Blue Claws as we start the third. He'll face J.T. Schwartz, Stanley Consuegra, and Sherbin Newton. We're joined by Dennis Edesso from Mont Deuce Deuce. Dennis, welcome. How are you?
Hi, thanks for having me on tonight.
They're tonight's Blue Claws Charities community partner of the game. Here's J.T. Schwartz, who doubled down the right field line in the first inning and scored on Consuegra's base hit. Woodward's 32nd appearance of the season. The first pitch, he throws a fastball strike as we start the third. Dennis, tell us about Mont Deuce Deuce.
We're a veteran nonprofit here in Toms River, New Jersey. We like to support all of Ocean and Monmouth counties, but we do support nationwide as well.
Nothing and one. Grounded hard down first. Fair ball past the diving Wingrove and down the right field line. Hits off the sidewall behind the Blue Claw bullpen. Schwartz heads for second. Pineda quickly up with it. Fires it in high, but backed up by Woodward. It got by him, but backed up again by the third baseman, Fraylin Mignetti. And it's a leadoff double for Schwartz, who's got two baggers so far here tonight. So, Dennis, tell us about how the organization started.
We're heading into our sixth year. It was about a 10-year downward spiral for myself. My life was going nowhere. I actually contemplated suicide often after my deployments to Iraq. And we came together and just wanted to get something together that would get veterans out of the house and provide the camaraderie that we came accustomed to.
So what kinds of... As Consuegra chops one of the short and hits Schwartz, who's out. The ball pops up off his back heel and pops up into the air where Casey Martin grabs it. Schwartz thought he was by the ball, but it hit him in the heel and pops straight up into the air. So he's out, hit by the batted ball. Consuegra, I believe, gets credit with a base hit on that, and he's at first base for Brooklyn with now one man out. You don't see that too often. So anyway, he's at first. So when you say provide, you know, activities, swing and a miss by Sherbin Newton and the count nothing and one,
What do you mean by that?
We basically find out what a veteran likes to do, and then we go do it. If it's something that we can't do ourselves, we find someone that does, and then we'll pay for it. So right now we have six seats here in the ballpark. Last year we sent over 250 veterans to a ball game.
Pitch is low, 1-1 to Newton.
Tonight we probably have over 200 vets here and families tonight.
Do you really?
For the game right
That's
now.
That's awesome, yeah. I was going to ask who is here with the group tonight. Shervin Newton, the batter. He has homered in all three games of this series, and he swings through a breaking ball, and the count is 1-2 on Shervin Newton. So how do folks get in touch if they're veterans and, you know, they're in
any veterans or a veteran family, if they go to ma22.org, or if you spell out Ma Deuce Deuce in social media, MA.
Breaking ball low, and it hit the batter Newton in the foot. So that will enable Consuegra to go to first, or go to second, rather. Put Newton at first. First and second with one out for Jalen Palmer. Go ahead.
It's a bad day to have feet. Spell out Maduce Deuce, M-A-D-E-U-C-E, D-E-U-C-E on social media. You'll see a lot of the support that we do have. Our main objective is just getting a veteran out of the house and providing something that the VA or a lot of other bigger organizations can't. You know, we go fishing, skydiving, scuba diving. We've been to the Jets. We've come to the Devils. We come here to the Blue Claws. It's a great time for whenever we want to hang out with somebody.
So Jalen Palmer, the batter, first and second with one out. And the pitch from Woodward is way outside of the count, 1-0. So Palmer is a right-handed batter at Holy Cross High School in Flushing. So we're going to double-check that. They didn't give it a hit. I'm not 100% sure. That ball that Consuegra hit, I think that might be scored a hit. A ball that hits the batted runner. We'll double check that. And the pitch, a changeup is outside. Or a batted ball that hits the runner, I should say. 2-0 now on Jalen Palmer. Walked his first time. So Brooklyn with runners at first and second. And a 2-0 count tipped into the mitt of the catcher, Quirion. And it's 2-1. Did you throw out a first pitch?
I have. Tonight, I didn't, though. I actually sent one of our vets out, Pat Menturi.
How did he do?
He did awesome. He threw a strike, made us look good.
And you said six years. How much has the organization grown over the last 6 years? Fastball, good pitch on the inside corner of the knees, 2-2.
Just about everything we do, it doubles the next year. So it's becoming a logistical nightmare, but it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, you're doing great work, and we appreciate your support of the Blue Claws and Blue Claws Charities. Dennis Odesso is our guest from Ma Deuce Deuce. 2-2 on Palmer, tipped foul, still 2-2. So where did the name of the organization come from?
So the name's derived from the 50 caliber machine gun, the Army and the Marines. It's called the M2, Browning M2. We called it the Ma Deuce. And then we incorporated the name with the scariest number in America today, which is 22 veterans a day commit suicide. That's where we get Ma Deuce Deuce from.
Yeah, that's awful. 2-2 pitch hit in the air to right field. Will Pineda gets turned around. He goes back toward the wall. He looks up, and it's gone. A home run. It hits off the chain link fence over the padded wall and opposite field. 3-run home run for Jalen Palmer, and Brooklyn has a 7-0 lead here in the top half of the third. Palmer's 9th home run of the year. And he got it up over the right field wall. Pineda got turned around a bit, but it didn't matter. 3-run homer, 7-0 Cyclones. So they're up a touchdown early on. There's Matt O'Neill, the catcher, who walked his first time. Pitched by Woodward outside of fastball. The count is 1-0. Dennis Odesso, our guest from Ma Deuce Deuce, 1-1, fouled away. What's the website again if folks want to reach out?
Yeah, they can go to ma22.org, or they can spell out Ma Deuce Deuce, M-A-D-E-U-C-E, D-E-U-C-E on all social media.
1-1 is a breaking ball low, and the count 2-1. So how many veterans do you guys work with?
There's a lot that we do that we talk about, and there's a lot that we do that we don't talk about.
2-1, swing and a miss.
I was just telling Jimmy, as I was sitting here waiting, a veteran that we have in a hotel right now was having a problem getting into the room. So we will help with unmet needs. We'll pay an electric bill, or if we know there's a guy that's going to go into more some permanent housing, we'll help him with the transient part of it. Get him in a hotel for 3-4 days before he gets into a longer stay.
2-2 pitch is low, and the count is full. 3-2 with one out on Matt O'Neill, who walked his first time. All four have reached off Woodward, albeit Kunzweiger reached in a ball that hit a base runner. Swing and a miss on him, strike three. So that's the second out of the inning and the first strikeout for J.P. Woodward. It'll bring up Eduardo Escobar, the Mets infielder, who's here as the DH tonight on a rehab assignment with Brooklyn. Dennis Odesso from Madus Deuce is our guest. How many veterans, maybe you don't, I don't know if you know this, fastball strike on the outside corner to Escobar in the count, another good one. How many veterans are in Monmouth and Ocean counties?
I mean, I really couldn't tell you. I do know there's
tens of thousands.
There's a statistic out
that,
there.
Yeah. One is low.
New Jersey is one of the most densely populated veteran areas as well, though. There's a lot of vets. We have seasons of veterans. We see a whole bunch, and then we don't see them, and then we see them again. The possibilities are endless, and the amounts of support is endless. We have a community that really cares. As I always say, they open up their hearts and their wallets to make sure we can continue the dream. No one on my board gets a paycheck. This is all volunteer. We all have our own.
Broken back grounded a second by Escobar, handled by Hao Yu Lee, throws to first, side retired.
We all have our own full-time jobs. This is more volunteer, but at one moment it does become a full-time job to run this, but it feels good at night when you're making an impact on the brotherhood.
Madus Deuce, the website. Dennis, thank you so much. Keep up the amazing work. And we appreciate your support.
God bless, brother. Thank you so much for having us.
Anytime. 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors, none left. 7-0 Brooklyn to the bottom of the third on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claustas experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Bottom of the third, Anthony Quirion swings at the first pitch and pops it way up in the air into shallow left center. Shervin Newton, the shortstop, backpedaling. He's there. Casually makes a one-handed catch. One pitch and one out here in the bottom of the third. Brooklyn has scored 7 runs already, and they lead it by a score of 7-0. 7 runs, 6 hits for the Cyclones. And that pitch, by the way, from Moreno was only his 24th to get the 7 outs thus far. Here's Nicholas Torres, the designated hitter, 192, a home run, 12 RBIs. Right-handed batter, fastball strike on the outside corner, and the count, nothing at one. Freeland Mignetti is on deck. Torres played last night. He had 2 hits, but he also made 3 errors defensively. And Luis Moreno deals that one a little bit low, but called the strike by JT Shaw, and the count is nothing and two. Elsewhere tonight in the Philly system, Lehigh Valley, no more Bryce Harper. Well, they do have Brandon Marsh, Philly center fielder. as Torres takes that on away. One ball, two strikes. But Marsh not in there tonight. Derek Hall is. So is, actually, sorry, check that. Brandon Marsh is. He's leading off and playing in center. Gwinnett leads Lehigh Valley, though, 4-0. Bouncer outside of third base goes Felt. Now the count 1-2. 4-0 Gwinnett there. Redding has Griff McGarry on the mound, the right-hander who began the year with the Blue Claws. And he went 3 1/3, three hits, no runs. He walked 3, struck out 6 through 69 pitches and came out of the game. It's Torres down swinging. Strike 3, 2 down. Second strikeout for Luis Moreno, and that'll bring up Franklin Mignetti. 7-0 Cyclones, bottom half of the third. Game number 4 of a 6-game series. They'll play 7:05 tomorrow and then 1:05 on Sunday. Blue Claws are 5-19 against Brooklyn this year, and it's not looking good for win number 6. Curveball to Mignetti, down and away, one ball and no strikes. On deck, Hao Yu Lee. Mignetti at 195, no home runs, 11 runs batted in. And here is the 1-0 pitch, fastball, that's a little high from Luis Moreno. Moreno began the year with St. Lucie in the Florida State League, low A. 4-0 in 9 games there with a 2.68 ERA, so they sent him up to Brooklyn. He's pitched well, 3.3 ERA coming into today as Mignetti takes it inside for ball 3, 3-0. 1-7 record, but that's just because Brooklyn has not been overly kind with run support. Jersey Shore still looking for their first base runner, in fact. First 8 set aside by Moreno. And the 3-0 to Mignetti down and away. So there's the base runner as Fraylin draws a walk. And first for Jersey Shore. That'll bring up Hao Yu Lee. Moreno didn't sign until 2019. He was already 20 years old. Whereas most players from Latin America will sign at 16, 17. Signed a little bit late. But he has already made it up here to high A, and he is 23 now. And a balk is called on Moreno. That will allow Mignetti to head down to second base. So no pitch there to Hao Yu Lee. So a runner at second, no, two out, no count on Lee. 19-year-old from Taiwan, second game with Jersey Shore. Grounded out to the pitcher in the first inning on the first pitch he saw. And he looks at a fastball here that misses high, 1-0. And now the catcher, O'Neill, will head out to the mound to talk to Moreno. There are a few media members here from Taiwan that are based in New York, but have known and interviewed Lee since he was 12 back in Taiwan. And they talked to him before the game today. And, you know, he's a very big deal back in Taiwan. I guess the most well-known MLB player from that country is probably Chin Ming Wong, who pitched for a couple of teams, obviously most notably the Yankees. 1-0, and Lee chops one down to third, picked on a short hop there by Palmer, throws wide to first, off the base comes Schwartz, he tags out Lee, and that retires the sign. No runs, no hits, one walk, and one left as Lee grounds out to end the inning. We go to the fourth, 7-0 Brooklyn here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
J.P. Woodward, second inning of relief. Blue Claws trail at 7-0. We start the fourth inning here in Shoretown. Leandro Pineda will lead off in the bottom of the fourth. And the two-hitter for Brooklyn, Matt Rudick, leads off in the top of the fourth. He's 0-1, grounded out and walked. Pitch by Woodward down and inside. And the count is 1-0. Just to clean up something from before, the ball that Consuegra hit in the third inning, the chopper that hit Schwartz in the foot, fouled off of the plate by Matt Rudick in the count 1-1. That ball is a hit. Well, it is scored a hit for Brooklyn. So they have now 6 hits in the ball game, and Consuegra is 2-for-2. Ball was fouled off the foot of Matt Rudick, so he walks it off. J.P. Woodward gave up 3 runs in the third, all on one swing. The home run by Jalen Palmer. 6th home run of the series for the Cyclones. 1-1 to count, and the pitch is a breaking ball off the plate outside. And it's 2-1 here on Rudick. Well, Jersey Shore came into the day, as we said, 5-19 against Brooklyn in 24 games. This one not going that well. Tipped into Quirion Smith. That evens the count at 2-2. 7 runs, 6 hits for Brooklyn. No runs, no hits for Jersey Shore. They have drawn a walk in their first 3 turns at bat. But a beautiful night and a big crowd at least. 2-2 way outside, 3-2. I just have not seen a good performance yet from the Blue Claws, who have not won since last Saturday when they beat Wilmington in game five, I should say, their third win of that 5-game series. They lost Sunday, split those 6. Oh. That one high and inside over the head of Rudick, who will take first base. Well, Woodward has issued his first walk, second free pass. That'll bring up Alex Ramirez. Here's Ramirez now. He has walked and popped a first thus far tonight, 0-1. He scored on the 2-run homer by Jose Perosa. So a pair of homers already for the Cyclones in this one. Pitch by JP way outside. And the count is 1-0 to the right-handed hitting Alex Ramirez. A loss tonight by the Blue Claws, and they're down 7-0. Would drop them to 30 games under 500 for the first time this year. Pitch outside. And the count 2-0. Woodward out of Lafayette College in Easton, Pennsylvania. Obviously not that far from where the Phillies AAA team is in Lehigh Valley. And that is in there for a strike of the knees. And the count 2-1. So trying to someday get back there. Packed house tonight. It's been the 12th sellout crowd of the year, probably in the 7,500 to 8,000 range. That one is outside. And the count, 3-1 on Ramirez. Top half of the fourth, and JP's pitch is a strike, and frankly, a generous strike. That looked like it was low, but he gets the benefit of that call. So it's 3-2. Grounded to short. Martin charges, gloves, turns, goes to second. One. Lee quickly to first. And not in time. Safe there is Alex Ramirez. So that'll be a fielder's choice, 6-4. And it will bring up Jose Perosa, the second baseman. Perosa had a 2-run home run in the first inning, 12 for his last 20 at the plate, right-handed batter. And Woodward's pitch is tipped foul at home plate. It was his seventh home run for Perosa this year. Last night he had a pair of hits and two RBIs. And this, if he can get one more hit, would be his sixth straight multi-hit game, which is very rare. That one bounced foul at home plate, and the count is nothing and two. Tonight is, I think, the Grand Slam inning, New York Life Grand Slam inning. So if the Bookmans hit a home run in the, a Grand Slam. Swing and a miss there by Perosa. Little cut fastball got him strike three. Two down, second strikeout for Woodward. It'll bring up JT Short. The fourth batter at the bottom of the fourth hits Grand Slam. Then Alexander Ruvolo of Brick will win $10,000. Who is the fourth batter at the bottom of the fourth? It will be Jared Carr. Pineda, Radcliffe, Wingrove, Carr for the Blue Claws in the fourth. Pitch by Woodward, inside and low, and the count one ball and no strikes. Ramirez leads off first. Held on by Wingrove, pitched by Woodward, down the middle, and a strike, 1-1. J.T. Schwartz, a pair of doubles tonight. He came in to score on the RBI single by Kunzweiger with two out of the first inning. High set for Woodward. Breaking ball hit well in the air to center, but playable for Carr. Backs up a few steps toward the track, makes the grab, and then retires to center. No runs, one hit. Check that. No runs, no hits. One walk, one left. 3.5 in the book, 7-0 Brooklyn. You're listening to BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Blue Claws down 7-0 as we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning here in Shoretown. Rodolfo Sanchez warming up in the bullpen for the Blue Claws. So it looks like J.P. Woodward's night is over after two innings. He led three runs all in the third. Here's Leandro Pineda. Will lead off for the Blue Claws in the fourth. Grounded out his first time. Takes a fastball at the knees for a called strike. And the count is nothing at one. Pineda, then Radcliffe, and then Wingrove against Luis Moreno for Brooklyn. And the right-hander, 35 pitches over the first three innings. And Pineda tips one foul. At home plate. And the count is nothing and two. Blue Claws still without a hit in the ballgame. Pineda was hitting .218 with three homers in Clearwater. And he was added to the roster yesterday along with Hao Yu Lee, the second baseman, and relief pitcher Sam Jacobsack, who pitched yesterday in relief allowed a run. 0-2, pulled on the ground at first and handled easily by J.T. Schwartz. Steps on the base with his right foot, and Pineda grounds out. One away. Here's Radcliffe, who struck out swinging his first time. He's 17, though, for his last 49. He's played his best baseball here at the end of the season. In August, Checking the Phillies affiliate scoreboard tonight. Reading and Binghamton. Binghamton leads Reading 1-0 in the fourth. That's another Mets-Phillies battle. Curveball inside to Radcliffe, and the count is 1-0. Triple A Lehigh Valley. They have come back. They're tied with Gwinnett 4-4 in the top half of the fourth. And that's in there for a strike. Dalton Guthrie had an RBI double. Brandon Marsh had an RBI single among the four runs that scored for the Iron Pigs there in the bottom half of the fourth. Bouncer foul at home, or bottom half of the third. Bounce foul at home plate by Radcliffe. And the count 1-2. Phillies have a 6-0 lead in the third inning. They host Pittsburgh. And Clearwater in the seventh inning of their game at home against Tampa. They trail it 5-3. Justin Crawford, the Phillies' first round pick in this year's draft, went 1-for-3 last night, and he's 1-for-4 today with the Threshers. 1-2 to Radcliffe, takes it up and away. And we count 2-2. Cousin of J.P. Crawford, Justin is Carl Crawford's son. J.P., of course, was also a Phillies first round pick back in 2013. Pulled foul by Radcliffe, first base, out of the count, still 2-2. And J.P., of course, now with the Mariners. He re-upped, I think, this year's. Had a solid year for a good team that's in the mix for a postseason spot. J.P. did something, though, that probably will never happen again. Here's a high fly ball deep out in the right field. Ramirez goes back. He turns around at the wall. It is gone. Baron Radcliffe up onto the berm above the right field fence. It's home run number 12 for Radcliffe on the season. And Jersey Shore on the board. They trail it 7-1. I don't even know that he got all of it. It looked like he was almost out on his front foot. But Radcliffe gets it up and over the left of the right field fence for his 12th home run of the year. Six of those 12 home runs have come, in fact, since July 29th. And he goes deep here to give the Blue Claws their first run. First home run since August 14th, but we're getting a lot of them since July 29th. Here's a high fly ball to left by Wingrove. Backing up on it is Rudick out of the track. He's there and makes the catch. Wingrove's hit about three balls to the track in the last couple of days with nothing to show for it. Flies out there. For Radcliffe, home run number 12. Only his fourth, though, of those 12 have come here. He's hit eight home runs now on the road, but that is generally the way it works. Here is Jared Carr, and Moreno's first pitch to him is outside, and the count is 1-0. This is, for those that don't know, an extreme hitter's park. So you see traditionally, here's a high drive deep out in the center. Going back on it, Consuegra turns around over his head and off the center field wall. Carr turns on the Jets around first, goes into second, stops right there. Double off the center field wall for Jared Carr. And the Blue Claws have a couple of hits here in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Casey Martin with two men down. But back to Radcliffe's home run there for a second. Over time, the Blue Claws have hit about twice as many home runs on the road as they have at home. That wasn't necessarily the case last year, but I think last year, for whatever the reason, maybe just an anomaly coming out of the COVID shutdown, Casey Martin takes it inside. This year, Jersey Shore, including that Radcliffe home run, has hit 29 home runs here. In Lakewood, 46 home runs on the road. 1-0 on Martin, now runner at second, and Moreno's pitch is high. And the count is 2 balls and no strikes. Watch the replay of Radcliffe's home run. Yeah, he was kind of out on his front foot, a little breaking ball, but he's so strong. Muscling it out over the right field wall. 2-0, hit him high and tight, and it hits Casey Martin, and he was on the ground. Quickly gets to his feet, and Steve Torregrosa, the trainer for the Blue Claws, runs out, and they're looking at Martin's He's got his back to us, but I think it's his left hand or left arm. And Steve quickly out of the dugout. Torek Rosa, the trainer, is from Fairlawn, New Jersey, so semi-local. And he walks up to first base with Casey. Keith Werman is the Blue Claws manager. And he runs over there to check on Martin, who's walking it off behind the first base bag. Either his left wrist or his left arm. But he gets plunked, and the Blue Claws have runners at first and second. Here with two men down, and the batter will be Anthony Quirion. So, yeah, you know, it's tough to tell where it exactly it hit him. It might have even been, the first thing he did was grab his left wrist. At full speed, it almost looked like it hit him in the upper part of his left arm, but grabbing his wrist. They're still talking to him out there now. And he appears that he will stay in the game. So that is a good thing for sure. So Martin stays in the game at the runner at first. Rodolfo Sanchez warms up in the bullpen for Jersey Shore. And Anthony Quirion is the batter. He popped up the shortstop his first time up. Blue Claws down 7-1. They have a run on two hits over the fourth. The home run by Ratcliffe. Here's Quirion. Carr leads off second. Pitch by Moreno. Curveball. Good pitch. Strike of the knees. And the count nothing and one. Quirion popped out the short his first time up. Last night 1-for-4. Did have an RBI on a base hit. His first RBI is a Blue Claw. High set for Moreno and the 0-1. Breaking ball chopped to the left side. Palmer moves over. Goes the short way to second for the force. 5-4 on the fielder's choice. And the inning is over. One run on two hits. There were no errors and two left on. We have played four innings in Shortown. Brooklyn 7, Blue Claws 1 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub. Since 1986, Rich Green Lawns has been the
new pitcher for the Blue Claws is Rodolfo Sanchez for Jersey Shore. And the Blue Claws, I think, have a few changes here. Nick Matera is now in the game at first base. And Rickson Wingrove is playing at third base. First pitch to Consuegra, fastball high. And the count, 1-1 and no strikes. Fraylin Mignetti is out of the game. So, swing and a miss, high fastball, and the count is nothing in 1-1 on Consuegro takes outside corner, called strike, and now the count 1-2. So, actually, check that. Casey Martin is out of the game for the Blue Claws. And swinging a miss. Good slider. Strike 3. So, Consuegra's out. First strikeout for Rodolfo Sanchez. And one away here in the fifth. J.P. Woodward goes 2 innings, allows 3 runs, all earned on 3 hits. He walked 1, and he struck out 2. So Sanchez, the new pitcher, will give you his lowdown here in a moment. And the first pitch, a fastball low. Of course, Sanchez came over in the Edgar Garcia trade a few years ago. Blue Claws handcuffed here because Nicholas Torres was the DH. Foul back and skips up to the sweet level. 1-1 on Sherman Newton, who was homered in 3 straight games. He was hit by a pitch in the 3rd inning. So Sanchez makes his 7th Blue Claws appearance. 5 runs on 4 hits and 5 in the 3rd innings. Swing and a miss by Newton, 1-2. 5 walks, 7 strikeouts. So Martin is out. And then Nick Matera is into the game as Martin's in Martin's spot. But he's playing first base. Fraylin Mignetti moves over to second base. Hao Yu Lee is at short. And Rickson Wingrove is now at third. Fouled away down the third baseline by Shervin Newton. And out of play. So Martin got hit by a pitch in the bottom of the fourth. Stayed in the game, but they take him out here with his left arm. And the 1-2 to Newton is on the inside corner. Got him looking, strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts from Rodolfo Sanchez. And Jalen Palmer will be the hitter here for Brooklyn. Cyclones lead at 7-1. The only Blue Claws run of the home run by Baron Radcliffe. So the Blue Claws also have Uziel Valoria, but he was supposed to play yesterday, breaking ball low, and the count is 1-0. Valoria was supposed to play yesterday, and then or 2 days ago, and he got scratched late, so he might not be available. 1-0 pitch is on the inside corner for a strike. Nicholas Torres is the DH. He was not supposed to play today, but Marcus Lee Sang got scratched, so they had to move Jared Carr into center, and the 1-1, a slider low to Jalen Palmer. The count, 2 balls and 1 strike. So Lee Sang was supposed to DH. He's out. They moved Carr into the game as the center fielder. Torres had to go in as the DH, and now they don't want to put him in the field because they don't want to lose the DH spot this early. Here in the fifth, chopper foul, third base side by Palmer, and the count 2-2. So a bit of a mess here for Jersey Shore with Martin injured. You can see Keith Worman in the dugout right now with a card, and he's talking to Brad Bergeson and Pat Listache. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Good inning for Rodolfo Sanchez. He strikes out the side and gets Palmer in a 3-run home run in the fifth inning to retire the Cyclones. 1-2-3 go the Clones. And on to the bottom of the fifth we go in Shortown. It's all Brooklyn 7-1 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rack, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it.
Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Nicholas Torres leading off for Jersey Shore as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. 7-1 Brooklyn, 7 runs, 6 hits for the Cyclones, 1 run, 2 hits for Jersey Shore. Torres swings at the first pitch, lines it to deep center. Going back on it, though, is the center fielder Consuegra to make the catch. One pitch, one out off Luis Moreno here in the fifth. So that'll bring up Franklin Mignetti, who began the game as the third baseman, and now he's the second baseman. And he awaits the offering from Moreno. Fastball outside, and the count is 1 ball and no strikes. He's the 9-hole hitter for Jersey Shore. Walked his first time, shows bunt here, takes low, and the count 1 ball, check it, 2 balls, no strikes. The only Blue Claws run came on Radcliffe's home run. Luis Moreno has allowed just 2 hits over 4 1/3 and thrown just 53 pitches so far. 2-0, and that is on the outside corner, called strike. Right before Radcliffe's home run started, and then the inning picked up pace. But I had said that we were talking about Justin Crawford, who's the fastball strike, and we count 2-2. And I said he did something that probably never happened again, at least under the present construction. Curveball low, 3-2 of the Philly system. And I should say, Justin's cousin, JP, Philly's first round pick in 2013, did something. 3-2 pitch, high ball, forced. No, they called strike three. Mignetti started to go down to first base. Aria Dute, the hitting coach, takes a step out of the dugout to say something to JT Shaw, the home plate umpire. And Ari not happy with John Tyler Shaw. I don't blame him. That pitch looked like it was high. But also, it's not a, that high strike hasn't been given tonight by Sean. So Mignetti, who thought he drew the walk, strikes out looking. Breaking ball to Torres outside of the count, 1-0. Breaking ball to Hao Yu Lee outside, 1-0. So anyway, J.B. Crawford in 2013, he played for the Blue Claws that year in full season. Fastball strike, and the count 1-1. And it was the first time that, and only time, that a high school player played for the Blue Claws in the year he was drafted. Obviously, that won't happen now. Curveball away, 2-1, with the Blue Claws being in high A. You say, well, he's doing it with Clearwater in low A, too. But the other part to remember is that right now, you know, there is no middle. Here's a high drive by Lee, deep out in the left center. Forget about it. Welcome to Jersey Shore, Hao Yu Lee, into the Chick-fil-A fan zone. It's his first home run and his first hit as a Blue Claw. He crushes it. And the Blue Claws now trail 7-2. So Hao Yu Lee, who got to the park at 5:30 yesterday afternoon before the 7:05 game, hits his first Blue Claws home run in his second appearance in Jersey Shore. This one into the Chick-fil-A fan zone. And the Blue Claws now trail by 5. He had 8 home runs earlier this year, 7 with Clearwater. So Hao Yu Lee, a home run. And the Blue Claws, 2 solo shots tonight. There's Leandro Pineda, who takes inside. And the count is 1 ball and no strikes. So Hao Yu Lee, a 19-year-old from New Taipei, Taiwan. That's dotted inside for a ball. And the count 2-0 goes deep. There are some folks here from, as we said before, a media outlet in Taiwan that have been covering him since he was about 12, they said. Here's the 2-0, and a ground to the second by Pineda. Right there is Perosa, and he throws to first for the out. But Hao Yu Lee, his first Blue Claws home run, solo shot here in the fifth, Brooklyn's lead is 7-2 here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue.
So how you Lee goes deep. Baron Radcliffe has gone deep. Two home runs tonight for Jersey Shore, but they trail 7-2 as we head into the sixth inning. Matt O'Neill leads off, and he grounds one the other way to second for the new second baseman, Fraylin Mignetti, and he throws over to Nick Matera for the out, one away. For how you Lee, his first home run as a Blue Claw. He had seven earlier this year with Clearwater. It's his 10th career home run. He had this year one in the Gulf Coast League on a rehab, seven with Clearwater, and then he had one last year with the GCL Phillies as well. So the 19-year-old absolutely obliterated that ball. Here's a pinch hitter for Brooklyn. So Eduardo Escobar, the rehabbing big leaguer, his day is over, and Joe Swazi is the pinch hitter, hitting 220 with seven homers. This will be his first action of the series. And he pinch hits for Escobar, who went over 3 here tonight. They wanted to get Escobar some at-bats against left-handed pitching. He struck out against Hendrickson, flew to right against Hendrickson, and then grounded the second base against J.P. Woodward. Rodolfo Sanchez takes out. Sound of the count is 1-1 and no strikes. That one misses up and away from Rodolfo. Swinging a miss, high fastball. Rodolfo got to the Blue Claws a couple of weeks ago and had a shaky outing in his first game. Pitched a little bit better lately. Breaking ball way outside. And the count is 3-1. But then had a rough go of things on Tuesday. Gave him 3 runs on 2 hits in an inning and a third against Brooklyn. 3-1 pitch is a strike at the knees. And the count is full at 3-2 on Swazi. You thought that ball was low. 7-2 Cyclones here in the bottom half of the sixth. Excuse me, the top half of the sixth. And the payoff from Sanchez, pulled on the ground foul. Swazi's from Glen Cove, New York. His father ran for governor of New York, but lost in the Democrat primary this year. Cyclones up 5 as they look for what would be an 11th straight win over the Blue Claws. Fouls this one back up to our right out of play. Hope it doesn't damage the roof. Time to call the experts at Elegant Exteriors to find out. Call 256 New Roof for your free roof evaluation. That's 256 New Roof, Elegant Exteriors. We rip off the roof, not you. 3-2, and the pitch swinging a miss. He got him strike 3. 4 strikeouts now for Sanchez. 2 down, top 6 for Matt Rudick. Strikeout brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in store every day the traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. Here's Rudick, who has walked twice and grounded the second. Sanchez, the third pitcher of the day for Jersey Shore. And this one lined back toward the middle, base hit into center. Carr plays it on a hop, and it's a two-out single for Rudick. Seventh hit for Brooklyn, and it'll bring Alex Ramirez to the plate, who has walked, popped down, and grounded into a fielder's choice. So he's over two. He's 13 for 30 against the Blue Claws this year with 12 RBIs in this his seventh appearance against Jersey Shore. Out of the stretch, the right-hander, Sanchez's first pitch misses down and outside. He's the number four prospect in the men's system. In fact, is Ramirez behind Francisco Alvarez, Brett Beatty, who's now in the big leagues. Kevin Parada, who was a first-round pick of the Mets this year. Breaking ball low. Ramirez signed for a little over $2 million. He was the number 26-ranked prospect in that international signing class, the 2019-20 class. He's only 19. Hao-Yu Lee is a month younger. Fouled away down the right field line by Ramirez, and the count is two balls and a strike. That home run by Lee, by the way, he crushed it. I mean, that was one of the longer home runs we've seen hit this year here in Lakewood. I mean, that was over the fan zone. Ramirez pops it up foul. They give out the free chicken sandwiches. Everybody will get a free chicken sandwich tonight as they exit. Or a free, coupon for a free chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A Jersey Shore because of that home run. But he hit it over the cow. There's a cow in the left corner. And it went way over the cow to the left of the scoreboard. His first home run is a Blue Claw. 2-2 pitch popped up behind the plate out of play. As we said, he had seven with Clearwater earlier this year. And that was the 10th professional home run for Hao-Yu Lee. And obviously he's not even about a year from when he made his debut. Breaking ball low from Sanchez, 3-2. So let him in a head start at first base for Rudick. Who has walked twice and Rudick at first, Ramirez the batter. So Rudick was walked twice, takes off, and Ramirez fouls him. Rudick on base for the third time. Brooklyn has seven hits in the game. And the Blue Claws have issued five walks. And they have also hit a batter. So Cyclones have had a number of opportunities. They led 7-0 after 2.5 innings. 7-2 now. There goes the runner. Pitches outside for ball four. So that's the first walk allowed by Sanchez and the sixth allowed by the Blue Claws here tonight. Ramirez takes off all the protective equipment and heads down to first. And the batter will be Jose Perosa. Perosa has had quite the week, looking for what would be his sixth straight multi-hit game. And the pitch grounded to third. Handled by Wingrove. He's got to throw across the first in time. He's a first baseman by trade, and he handled that one without a problem. Side retired, 5-3. No runs, one hit, and two left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, 7-2. Brooklyn in front on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today.
Radcliffe leading off for Jersey Shore. We start at the bottom of the sixth. Brooklyn up 7-2, and Luis Moreno is still in there. Deals a strike. Radcliffe homered in the fourth inning, a solo shot, his 12th of the season. He has 18 hits in his last 50 at-bats now, by the way, does Barron, as Andrew Baker warms up for Jersey Shore. This one lifted foul down third out of play, and the count is nothing and two. Rickson Wingrove and Jared Carr on deck. And that is outside of fastball. And it's 1-2. Moreno retired the first 8 batters he faced. Blue Claws have both their runs on solo homers. Swinging a miss, strike 3. Might have tipped it, but held on by O'Neill. So strikeout there for Luis Moreno, and that's the first out of the inning. That is his 4th strikeout of the night, and it will bring up Wingrove. Let's grab it out in Florida. Both Blue Claws runs on home runs, one by Hau-Yu Lee, one by Radcliffe. Hau-Yu Lee's home run of the 5th into the Chick-fil-A fan zone, just obliterated that one. Here's Wingrove, first pitch, chopped down first and foul. Wingrove began the day at first. He's now playing third. Casey Martin got hit by a pitch and came out of the game. And hopefully he'll be okay. But did come out. Nicholas Torres, another middle infielder, is the DH. Wingrove bounces one foul off his foot, or is it? It glances off Moreno's glove. He picks it up, and in foul territory, now he steps on the base. Wingrove is saying he fouled it off his foot, but John Tyler Shaw saying he didn't. And Wingrove is incensed. Here comes Aria Dute, the hitting coach. Keith Werman, the manager, coming down from third. And Aria had been yelling at John Tyler Shaw earlier in the game. And Aria has now been thrown out. So Aria Dute, the hitting coach, thrown out of the ball game by John Tyler Shaw. Aria was especially mad because of the strike 3 call on Fraylin Mignetti in the bottom of the 5th. But that ball looked like it hit off of Wingrove's foot. And I think Ari was just itching to get thrown out of the game. Keith Werman is going to try to get Ari to go back to the dugout and ultimately the clubhouse, which he now does. And now Keith is talking to John Tyler Shaw, and he's going to see if the two of them can talk and see if they can overturn that call, because it looked from here certainly like it hit Wingrove in the foot, and that would obviously make it a foul ball. I think if they don't overturn it, Wingrove is going to be mad. He might get himself thrown out, and they're not going to do it. So Rickson will head back. He's very angry. I don't blame him. Just a bad call. You know, you only get so many chances. And, you know, that foul ball hit him in the foot, I think. I'm pretty sure. I'm going to try to see if I can get a replay here. So it'll officially be 1 unassisted, and the Blue Claws lose Aria Dute, the hitting coach. Here's Jared Carr, who takes that one a little bit low, and the count is 1-0. So looking at it again, yeah, it looked like it hit him in the foot. That's what I thought. Here's a little flare into left center by Carr. Coming on is Rudick, and it drops in there for a base hit. So Carr aboard at first with a single, and that'll bring up Nick Matera batting for the first time. So Matera came into the game for Casey Martin, and he'll bat now with the runner at second base, Jared Carr, and a two-hit night, in fact, for Jared, who was 0-for-3 in last night's game. So bottom of the sixth inning here in Shoretown, Brooklyn up 7-2, two-out runner at first, and the pitch to Matera, breaking ball in there for a called strike, and the count nothing in one. Yeah, I mean, it looked like it hit Wingrove in the foot, but he is called out. Andrew Baker's going to come on and pitch, by the way, in the seventh. And that one hit Matera, came inside. So Nick gets plunked. And he's fine. He'll take first. And that'll put runners at first and second and bring up Anthony Quirion. Matera not too happy. O'Neill walks halfway up the line with him, the catcher. And now the Blue Claws have two on and two out for their catcher, Anthony Quirion. You know, kind of, Baker's been pitching so well, you hate to use him in a game that you're down 7-2, but he's on kind of a strict pitching regimen, so the plan was always to use him today. He'll be the fourth Jersey Shore pitcher of the night after Rodolfo Sanchez threw two scoreless innings. Here is Quirion, who has grounded out and popped out, and a breaking ball is a little bit low, and the count one ball and no strikes on Anthony. On deck, Nicholas Torres. Quirion with the Blue Claws, 5-for-36 with 12 strikeouts. And a breaking ball is low, and the count is 2-0. So Carr at second, he singled, and Matera at first, he was hit by a pitch. Fastball in there for a strike, and the count is 2-1 on Anthony Quirion. But Blue Claws hitting coach Ari Adu thrown out of the game. He was arguing that Rickson Wingrove hit a foul ball off of his foot, which it looked like he did. One and one, foul back into the screen, and the count is 1-2. Wingrove was arguing, Ari was arguing, Keith Werman was arguing, but Ari had caught JT Shaw's ear on a strike three to Fraylin Mignetti in the bottom of the fifth that we all thought was high. So he got thrown out. The other two did not. 2-2 pitch. Curveball lined down the left field line. Foul ball. Oh, I don't know. Close. Very close. And the crowd booing JT Shaw. Tough. No huge argument from Blue Claws manager Keith Werman, who's coaching down at third. But that was awfully close. I mean, Wingrove is watching his again. He kind of hopped up when he hit the ball because that was his initial reaction, that he fouled it off his foot and he was in a little bit of pain. So, yeah, that was a bad call. I'm not sure about this ball that Quirion just hit, but it was very close. So another 2-2, fastball, pulled on the ground, foul, outside of third. And the count is still 2-2 here on Anthony Quirion. Just missed what would have been at least an RBI double and maybe a two-run double. And if it was foul, it was only foul by a few inches. 2-2. Here's the pitch. And right down the middle, fastball, strike three. Quirion thought it was high, but in light of what happened to Mignetti earlier, where he took a pitch that was higher than that for a strike three, that one is a strike tonight. Side retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left. We head to the seventh inning, Brooklyn 7, Jersey Shore 2, on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
we've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Andrew Baker, the new pitcher for Jersey Shore, right-hander from Chipola Junior College. And he'll make his fourth appearance of this homestead. He's thrown six innings without allowing an earned run. And he'll be the fourth pitcher of the night for the Blue Claws. Rodolfo Sanchez, two innings, no runs on one hit, one walk. And he struck out four. So here's Baker and the first pitch, fastball. And that is at the knees for a strike, as Tony says. Andrew Baker, the strikeout maker. He was our guest on Hook, Line, and Splitter. I didn't get a chance to put it up today, but we'll get it up there tomorrow. He was awesome. You're going to really like it. Fouled away by Schwartz and McCown, nothing and two. JT Schwartz tonight, UCLA product, is 2-for-3 with a pair of doubles here this evening. So Baker ready for the 0-2 pitch. We'll give you his numbers in just a moment. And it's dribbled out in front of the plate. The catcher barehands it. And that is Arturo De Freitas, who is now in the game catching. And the Blue Claws are running out of people here. Did Anthony Querion get ejected? I don't know if Querion got ejected. He took strike three to end the last inning. Did he get ejected? As Baker deals his strike, and the count is nothing and one. The Blue Claws do not have a lot of available position players. I think they're out right now, if in fact Uziel Valoria and Marcus Lee Sanger are unavailable. Breaking ball in there for a strike, because Querion batted to end the bottom of the sixth. And now DeFreitas is catching. Did Querion get ejected? He got thrown out of the game. I don't know if he got it. I don't think he did. But he's out of the game. Arturo DeFreitas is now catching. Oh, you know what? The Blue Claws made more defensive switches. And Baker's pitch is chopped to the left side. Long run over for the third baseman, Rickson Wingrove. And his throw to first is late. And that'll be an error on Rickson, who is really a first baseman playing third. And so the Blue Claws, So the Blue Claws made some more switches here. So who came out of the game? Hao-Yu Lee came out of the game. Mignetti is now at short. Querion, who's a catcher, is now playing second. Mater is at first, and Arturo De Freitas is into the game as the catcher. So Hao-Yu Lee is out, and Arturo De Freitas is in. Okay. So Consuegra's aboard at first on the error after JT Schwartz grounded out 2-3 on that putout. Pitch by Baker, fouled away. Baker making his 39th appearance of the year, 3-1, a 4.97 ERA, 41 and two-thirds innings, 41 hits. He's walked 24. He struck out 58. But you got to really split out his season. Since the beginning of July, 19 innings, he's allowed just 6 earned runs with 34 strikeouts in those 19 innings against just 6 walks. 0-2 pitch is a check swing, breaking ball in the dirt, and it kicks away from the catcher. That'll be a wild pitch to allow Consuegra to advance. So Shervin Newton strikes out for Baker. It's his first strikeout. And a runner now in scoring position for Jalen Palmer. So Baron Radcliffe in left, Jared Carr in center, and Leandro Pineda in right. That's how it started. But the infield for the Blue Claws, Rickson Wingrove, who started at first base, is now at third. Fraylin Mignetti, fastball in there for a strike, who started at third, moved to second, is now at short. Anthony Quirion, who started as the catcher, he's now at second. Nick Matera, who did not start, is now at first. And Arturo De Freitas, who did not start, is now catching. 0-1 on Jalen Palmer. And a breaking ball low. Now, I don't know what happened to Hao Yu Lee, but he hit the home run, and now he's out of the game. Casey Martin's out of the game because he got hit by a pitch. And the fact that all these moves have happened without curveball inside, Uziel Valoria, who can play second, third, and short coming into the game, that pretty much tells you that he's unavailable tonight. So this is a bit of a mash unit here for the Blue Claws. I mean, realistically, right now on the infield, except for the catcher, De Freitas, nobody's playing their regular position. Popped up to the mound, Baker right in front of the circle makes the catch, and that retires the side. No runs, no hits, one error, and one left. We go to the stretch here in Shortown, 7-2 Brooklyn on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health with the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claw.
Seventh inning stretch in Shortown, brought to you by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, the official physical therapy provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. So we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Blue Claws down 7-2. And I think a new pitcher into the game here for Brooklyn. And indeed, it is Trey McLaughlin out of Bridgeport, Connecticut, will take over here. As Brooklyn takes a 7-2 lead here in the bottom half of the seventh. Both Blue Claws runs came on home runs. A solo shot by Baron Radcliffe in the fourth, and a solo shot by Hao Yu Lee in the fifth. Luis Moreno's day is over. He was very good. Six innings, allowed two runs, both earned on four hits. He walked one, and he struck out five. It'll be Nicholas Torres, Fraylin Mignetti, and then Arturo De Freitas for Jersey Shore against McLaughlin.
Yeah.
So here's Torres, who's 0-for-2, and he'll face McLaughlin in the bottom half of the seventh. Our Rubio Armenta warming up in the pen, so Andrew Baker will go just the one inning today, and he threw the ball very well. First pitch on the way, fastball, that's in there for a strike, and the count nothing and one. McLaughlin began the year with St. Lucie, 4-2, a 3.26 ERA there in 38 and two-thirds innings, 46 strikeouts, 8 walks, and then made his Brooklyn debut this week, or last week, 4 1/3 scoreless against Hudson Valley, and he struck out 5 in that game, which was on Friday night. He's a right-hander from Bridgeport who went to Fairfield. Fairfield, the Stags, and the MAC Conference right outside of Bridgeport, a few minutes away. Bouncer back to the mound by Torres, handled by McLaughlin. The overhand throws to JT Schwartz, and there's one away. So this Brooklyn team has some quasi-local-ish guys that are not that far from Coney Island. McLaughlin from Bridgeport, Jalen Palmer's from Brooklyn. He went to high school in Queens. And then Matt O'Neill, the catcher, he's from Morristown. On the New Jersey side, Joe Swazi's from Glen Cove on Long Island. Here's Fraylin Mignetti, and he takes low for a ball. So Mignetti is 0-for-1 with a walk. How you Lee's day is over. So DeFreitas will bat for him, but it's not a pinch-hitting situation. He came on and played defensively there in the bottom half of, or excuse me, in the top half of the seventh. So Brooklyn leads at 7-2 here in Shoretown. 4 hits for the Blue Claws, 2 of them by Jared Carr, and then the home runs by Radcliffe and Lee. Fastball high, and it's 3-0 on Fraylin Mignetti. 7:05 tomorrow night. I'll be on the air at 6:50. And Matt Russell will start the game for the Blue Claws. Here's the 3-0 pitch, and that is high. Ball 4. So Mignetti draws the walk. First, obviously, by McLaughlin. And that'll flip the lineup over and bring up, well, sort of, and bring up Arturo DeFreitas. You know, because obviously he has, he is making his first appearance of the game. So he's not really the leadoff hitter. 2-for-35 with the Blue Claws, 17 strikeouts, and he takes the strike there for nothing and one. 7 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Brooklyn. 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for the Blue Claws. Runner leads off first baseman Yeti, and a breaking ball popped up very high right side of the infield for Jose Peroso. Backs up in a shallow right center. He makes the catch, and that's out number 2. So DeFreitas is retired, and that'll bring up Leandro Pineda, the right fielder. Pineda bats from the left side. He's from Venezuela, and he takes in there for a strike. McLaughlin was the Mets' 16th round pick in the draft in 2021, which followed his fourth year at Fairfield, his junior year, because remember, everybody got an extra year for the COVID season of 2020. Pitch inside for a ball, and the count is 1-0. It's from Connecticut, as we said. Bridgeport went to, or Shelton, he was born in Bridgeport, he went to Shelton High School. Fastball, line the other way by Pineda. There's a base hit. And opposite field, single to left field by Leandro Pineda as Mignetti goes to second base. And aboard at first now is Pineda with his second hit as a Blue Claw. And that'll bring up Baron Radcliffe. Radcliffe, a home run in the fourth inning, his 12th home run of the season. And that one in the dirt kicks away from O'Neill to the right, and the runners advance. He throws down to second, close, but just in safely is Pineda. The shortstop, Newton, got over there. A little surprised he threw it, but it was a pretty close play. So that'll be a wild pitch. And it will make the count one ball and no strikes on Baron Radcliffe. So Radcliffe with the home run is 1-for-3, struck out his other two at bats. Rickson Wingrove is on deck for Jersey Shore. Second and third now. Base hit gets him back in it, makes it 7-4. And the curveball from McLaughlin is in there for a called strike. And the count is 1-1. So Trey McLaughlin, the right-hander from Connecticut, went to Fairfield. 6'2", facing the Georgia Tech outfielder. Swing and a miss. A fastball. And the count is 1-2 on Radcliffe. So they're trying to get the crowd into it. Put a little pressure on McLaughlin. A base hit gets the Blue Claws back in the ballgame. They trail it 7-2, but they have runners at second and third. 1-2. Hit in the air well out in the left center field. Long run, Consuegra. Back at the wall. It is gone. A home run. Baron Radcliffe gets it up and over the left center field wall. It's an Oppo Taco into the Chick-fil-A fan zone. It's his second home run of the game. Here come the Blue Claws. They now trail it 7-5. Baron Radcliffe is pumped up as he high-fives Wingrove. The next batter, Pineda and Mignetti, who he drives in ahead of him. Two homers tonight for Baron. And an opposite field blast into the Chick-fil-A fan zone. I can't tell you the last time we've seen one of those here in Shoretown. Blue Claws within two. It's 7-5. I'll tell you what. Baron is normally pretty reserved. He was pumped up as he came home there with big high fives. Blue Claws trailed in this game 7-0 after just 2.5 innings, but they're back in it here as we go into the bottom of the seventh. A two home run game for Radcliffe. Marcus Lee Sang and Carlos De La Cruz and also DJ Stewart have those earlier this year for the Blue Claws. It's the second one this month. Marcus Lee Sang had a two home run game back on August the 6th. After a quick visit from the pitching coach, A.J. Sager, Rickson Wingrove steps in. 7-5 Brooklyn, first pitch, high and outside from McLaughlin. And the count is one ball and no strikes. Again, I don't remember. I've been doing games here for 13 years. I don't remember the last time Wingrove takes that one in the knees for a strike, and the count 1-1. I don't remember the last time a left-handed hitter hit one up into the Chick-fil-A fan zone, because that's a 20-foot wall out there. You know, it's not just hitting it off the 8-foot-high padded wall. Wingrove pops it up behind the plate and back out of play. But he got it over the 20-foot-high wall in left center field. Did Radcliffe there, and that is quite the blast. And I told you, he's got a lot of power, and it's been unleashed over the last few weeks. That's his seventh home run since July 29th, and he gets the Blue Claws back of the game. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. High fastball, strike three. So Wingrove down swinging, and then retires the side. First strikeout for Trey McLaughlin. Three runs in the inning, though, for Jersey Shore on two hits. Three-run opposite field home run for Baron Radcliffe here in the bottom half of the seventh. We go to the eighth inning, and the Blue Claws within two. 7-5 Cyclones on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want,
taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub. Since 1986, Rich Green Lawns has been the leading lawn fertilization company of the Jersey.
Matt Ratcliffe, it's a 3-run opposite field home run. Blue Claws back in the game. They trail 7-5 as we go to the 8th. And Matt O'Neill swings and misses a fastball from Erubiel Armenta. And the count is nothing and one. Erubiel pitching for the first time in a couple of days. Andrew Baker went one inning. No runs, no hits, a strikeout. One reached on an error. And Armenta, the new pitcher for Jersey Shore. He's the 5th pitcher of the night for the Blue Claws. Hendrickson, Woodward, Sanchez, Baker, the first 4. Hendrickson gave up 4 runs in 2 innings. Woodward gave up 3 runs in 2 innings. And swing and a miss. Fastball 1 and 2. 36th appearance of the season for Armenta, who has good numbers except for 1. He's 3-2 with a 3.74 ERA. 33 2/3 innings, only 19 hits. 47 strikeouts, but it's a big one, 29 walks, almost a walk per inning, killed him. 1-2 on O'Neill, and the pitch by Armenta. On the outside corner, got him looking, strike 3. No, Erubiel Armenta, fastball over the outside corner, strikes out O'Neill looking, one away, and that'll bring up Joe Swazi. So Brooklyn trying to hold on now, a game they led 7-0. And the Blue Claws have battled back with kind of a different look group of players. They've had both Haoyu Lee and Casey Martin start the game and come out among the position players. Rickson Wingrove is playing third base for the first time. Here's Joe Swazi, who takes a changeup high. And the count is 1-1, no strikes. Started the game at first base. Anthony Quirion is playing second base. Franklin Mignetti has played third, second, and now short in this game. Here's a high pop off first. Foul ground for Matera over near the tarp. He's got room. Moves back to his right, makes the catch, 2 away. So Swazi pops out, 2 down, and that'll bring up Matt Rudick. The Blue Claws' biggest come-from-behind win this year, if you're wondering, is 4 runs. And it was against Brooklyn here on June 1st. They were down 4-0 and rallied to win, going away 8-5. But this would be a 7-run comeback. Now, they still have work to do. They're down by 2 here in the 8th. Matt Rudick, the batter. Blue Claws will have Carmatera and Quirion in the bottom of the inning. And Armenta misses low of the ranking ball. Count is 1-1 and no strikes. Armenta threw an inning and 2/3 scoreless against Wilmington on Sunday, his most recent appearance. Pitch on the way, breaking ball down and outside. The attendance tonight is 8,060. 12th sellout crowd of the year here in Jersey Shore. Not the biggest crowd, though. That was 8,706 on July 22nd, also against Brooklyn. 2-0 pitch, fouled away down third out of play, and the count is 2-1. But 8,060, your crowd here tonight on a gorgeous night, in fact, in Shoretown. Maybe the Blue Claws will give them another reason to go home happy beyond just having a fun evening at the park. 2-1 on Rudick. And the pitch is a little high. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Check that. 3 balls, 1 strike on Matt Rudick. Been on base 3 times, 2 walks and a single. Out of San Diego State. 3-1. Grounded up the middle, long run for the second baseman. Curry on backhand play, slings it back to first, save. Oh, Anthony Curry on very nearly a spectacular play by the Blue Claws catcher. Great effort, but Rudick legs it out. Second hit. That was a heck of a play by Furion out near the bag. He went a long way to get that, too. There's Alex Ramirez, who has been on base twice. Been a real thorn in the side of the Blue Claws this year. And the pitch on the way is a changeup from the left-hander, Rubio Armenta. Way outside of the count is one ball and no strikes. Armenta's the fifth pitcher of the day for Jersey Shore. Ramirez 13 for 30 against the Blue Claws this season. Fastball outside, 2-0. He got here on July 4th, began the year with their low-A affiliate in Port St. Lucie, Florida, in the Florida State League. 2-0 on Ramirez, and the pitch is a check swing, and he went around. Count is 2-1 on Alex. Rubio from Tijuana, Mexico, works from the third base side of the rubber. And a changeup is chopped down to third. Backhand by Wingrove behind the bag. Plants fires a strike across, and it's dug out by Matera just in time. And the side is retired. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a man left. We've played 7.5 here in Shoretown, and the Blue Claws trail it 7-5 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rack, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Jared Carr leading it off here for Jersey Shore. They wait for the manager, Keith Werman, to head out to his spot, coaching at third. 7-5 Brooklyn, but they led 7-0. Blue Claws have been very game tonight, and they have battled back in to the ballgame, down by 2. Carr is 2-for-3. He'll be followed by Nick Matera, batting for the second time for Casey Martin, who came out of the game after getting hit by a pitch. And then Anthony Quirion. And the first pitch to Carr is inside. And the count is 1 ball and no strikes. Left-handed batter with an open stance. And the pitch by Trey McLaughlin is over below. It's 2-0 here on Jared Carr. If the Blue Claws come back and win it, it would be their biggest come from behind win of the season. Curveball at the knees of strength and the count 2-1. If they don't, and I don't know if the catcher O'Neill, if he was crossed up on that, because he goes out to the mound to talk to McGuire. It didn't look like he was crossed up. But if they don't come back and win, they will fall to 5-23 in 28 home games since June 17th. But when you're down by 2, all you need is the proverbial bloop and a blast. Here's Carr. And he swings and misses. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Let's have a few guys that can get one out of here. 2-2 pitch, low, good eye, 3-2. But you got to get that tying run on. 3-2 pitch, chop the second. Peroza's there, plays the high hop. Second baseman throws low to first, and off the bag comes JT Schwartz. The base umpire, Denver Dangerfield, made the call. And it'll be an error on Jose Peroza. Here comes Louis Rivera, the manager, to argue the call. It was a low throw. Schwartz's feet got shuffled a bit. And Denver Dangerfield said that his foot came off the base. And just like that, Jersey Shore has the tying run at the plate on the most routine of ground balls from Jared Carr to Jose Peroza. They say Schwartz's feet came off the base. And you know what? I think they did. The question was, did he get it back? It definitely came off. The question is, did he get it back on? Well, actually, it came off, but I think he got it back on the base before Carr got there. So maybe that might have been a gift from not just Brooklyn, but the umpire. Here's Nick Matera, and he's one of those guys, curveball strike, nothing at one, that can hit a long ball. And if he does, that could well tie the game. In fact, go back a few months into April when the Blue Claws took on Asheville here at Shoretown Ballpark. As Matera, good rip, fouls one back into the screen, and the count is nothing and two. It was Matera who had a two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth on April 19th after an error that allowed Ethan Wilson to reach base, and that gave the Blue Claws a 7-6 win. They were 1-8 at the time and in need of a win. Well, they're in need of a win now. Swing and a miss. High fastball. And he got him strike three. Second strikeout for the Fairfield right-hander, Trey McLaughlin. And that'll bring up Anthony Quirion. If you're wondering, Blue Claws trailed in this game 7-0. 3 in the 1st, 1 in the 2nd, 3 in the 3rd from the Cyclones. But Baron Radcliffe hit a home run in the 4th. Arturo DeFreitas hit a home run in, excuse me, Howie Lee hit a home run in the 5th. They got pulled for the game for Arturo DeFreitas. But Howie Lee hit a home run in the 5th. And then Radcliffe a 3-run home run. Curveball strike to Quirion in the count, nothing and 1. Baron hit a 3-run home run in the bottom of the 7th to cut the Blue Claws lead, or excuse me, to cut the Brooklyn lead to 7-5. Nicholas Torres is on deck. Quirion 0 for 3. Lifts one foul off to the right and a play. Blue Claws baseball brought to you by Charlie's Pizza. Locations in Manchester, Tom's River, Lakewood, and a 4th here at Shoretown Ballpark. Charlie's Pizza is the official pizza of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. So 0-2 here on Anthony Quirion. Carr leads off first. High set for McLaughlin. Pitch, fastball, swing, and a miss. So after the error on the second baseman, Peroza, strikeouts of both Matera and Quirion by Trey McLaughlin. And here's Nicholas Torres. Torres had 2 hits last night, but he made 3 errors. And the first pitch outside. Last Saturday, he had a big hit, broke a scoreless tie in the bottom of the 8th inning, or the bottom of the 7th inning, with a 2-run double to right center field. 1-0 on Torres. And a high set for McLaughlin. The pitch, a breaking ball, that's in there for a strike. McLaughlin was the pitcher in the 7th when Radcliffe had that 3-run homer. We gave him a walk to Mignetti, a single to Pineda, and then Radcliffe's 3-run home run, which is the only home run I can remember hit here by a left-handed hitter over the 20-foot high wall in left center. There's a high fly ball down the right field line by Torres. Not that deep. Ramirez moves over. Will he have room in fair territory? Is room in foul territory? Behind the Blue Claws bullpen, right in front of the picnic area. So Torres flies out, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, one error, one left. Blue Claws down 7-5 as we go to the ninth. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health with the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Postgame fireworks in Shoretown tonight. Maybe postgame fireworks on the field. We'll see. That'll be up to the Blue Claws. They'll be down at least two going into the bottom of the ninth. They'll have Mignetti, DeFreitas, Pineda, and then Baron Radcliffe. So here's Jose Perosa with a two-run home run in the first inning, and then since then, one for four. He's looking for a sixth straight multi-hit game, facing a Rubio Larmenta, and the first pitch, a changeup that misses high, and the count is one ball and no strikes. Perosa, Schwartz, and Consuegra to face Armenta, the fifth Blue Claws pitcher of the ball game. And that one, a curveball low and inside, and the count 2-0 on Jose Perosa. So Armenta's job, and he threw a scoreless eighth, is to just keep this as a two-run game, and then you take your chances in the ninth. Foul back, big rip there by Perosa, who came into the day hitting .390 in August, including tonight 11, making 12 for his last 22 at the plate. He was a Cyclone in 2019 when they won the New York Penn League title in what turned out to be the last season of the New York Penn League. 2-1, the count on him, and the pitch is a changeup, a little low from Erubiel. They have a count 3-1. Armenta's from Tijuana, Mexico. Left-handed pitcher. Throws a good changeup. That's his best pitch. He hides the ball very well. Gets a lot of strikeouts. He just walked way too many guys this year. Almost a walk per inning. And there's another one. Ball four outside. 29 walks in 32-plus innings coming into the day. That's his first walk of this game. And that'll bring up J.T. Schwartz, who has two doubles tonight. I mean, the Blue Claws' task of the night is going to be tough no matter what. It's going to be made a lot tougher if he gives up another run here. So that leadoff walk does no favors. Here is Schwartz, who takes in there for a called strike. And the count, nothing in one. I mean, you got to just keep your team in it. We'll see if Armenta can do that. 0-1. Chopper to first. Picked there by Matera. Throws the second one. Back to first. Thrown away by Mignetti, but it hits off the cage in front of the dugout. No advance by any of the runners and no error. So just a 3-6 fielder's choice. Matera to Mignetti. And that's out number one. I think they might have gotten Schwartz with a good throw, but to be fair, the runner, Perosa, was bearing down on Mignetti. at second base, so that might have impacted it. Blue Claws got a break there, though, that ball didn't go into the dugout, which would have obviously moved the runner up to second base. So here's Consuegra, and the first pitch by Armenta is at the knees, a strike, and the count nothing and one. Consuegra has two hits. He's also reached on an error in the ballgame today, scored a run, or driven in a run. Brooklyn led 7-0 in the third inning, but they haven't scored since. Here's a high pop foul back out of play, nothing and two. Three home runs in the game tonight by Jersey Shore, two by Baron Radcliffe, who might get a chance in the ninth inning, and one by How You Lee. And the 0-2 hit him. Oh, he came inside. Armenta not happy. Slaps his left thigh with his left hand. So Armenta's walked one and hit one here in the ninth inning, and then he'll put runners at first and second. Consuegra goes to first and bring up Sherbet Newton, who has homered in all three games so far in this series. Consuegra walking slowly up to first base. By the way, the three homers by Jersey Shore tonight, that is the sixth time they've hit three home runs in a game. Last time was against Hudson Valley here on August 6th. Game one of that doubleheader, Marcus Lee Sang had two, and Luis Garcia had one. Here's Sherbet Newton. First and second, one out, and Armenta's pitch is popped up right side. Matera goes over near the tarp, and it's out of play, into the seats. And the count is nothing and one. Well, those home runs tonight mean donations to military-based nonprofits, ironically here on Salute to Heroes Night, as part of the Home Runs for Heroes program. So Radcliffe's home run in the fourth inning benefits Chariot Riders and the Dennis W. Zielinski II Memorial Fund. How You Lee's home run in the fifth inning benefits Vet Work and Navy Marine Corps Relief. Runner darts off second. Armenta steps off and chases Schwartz back. And then Radcliffe homered again. That was in the bottom of the seventh inning. So that one benefits the Cape May Coast Guard Foundation. And there's a strike from Armenta and the Jewish Federation of Southern Ocean County's military program. So three home runs yield $6,000 for very worthy military programs as part of the Ocean First Foundation Home Runs for Heroes program. Now in its 15th season with the Blue Claws. 0-2 on Sherbet Newton. And the pitch on the way. Chopper down to third. Wingrove handles it on the backhand. Throws to second. There's one. Query on to first. In time, a double play. So a first baseman to a catcher to another catcher. And it's a 5-4-3 double play. And that retires the side. Blue Claws have a final chance. No runs. No hits. One left. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Shoretown Ballpark. 7-5, Brooklyn in front. Bottom nine on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Well, the Blue Claws do not have a walk-off win in this building since July of last year. They do have one this year in Hudson Valley in a game that was supposed to be played here and played there. Down 7-5, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. And I guess somewhat surprisingly, Trey McLaughlin is still in the game for Brooklyn. Here's Fraylin Mignetti, and the first pitch is in there for a called strike, and the count nothing and one. Mignetti started this game at third. He moved to second base when Casey Martin got hurt when he was hit by a pitch, and then he moved to shortstop when Hao Yu Lee came out. Pitch by McLaughlin, the 0-1 is on the outside corner, fastball 0-2. At the plate, he's 0-1 with two walks. He walked and scored in the seventh and is only at bat against McLaughlin, who's in his third inning of relief. Left-hander up in the pen for Brooklyn. 0-2. High fly ball right center. Moving into the gap, Consuegra Ramirez coming over. Consuegra, the center fielder, makes the catch. One away. So the Blue Claws down 7-5. All five of their runs on homers. Radcliffe, a solo shot in the fourth. Hao Yu Lee, a solo shot in the fifth. And then Baron Radcliffe again, a three-run shot into the Chick-fil-A fan zone in left center in the seventh. Now, if the Blue Claws get one base runner of these next two hitters, Arturo DeFreitas and Leandro Pineda, then Radcliffe bats as the tying run. Fastball, line drive into left field by DeFreitas, cutting over Rudick, and he's there to make the catch. Well, Arturo DeFreitas hit that ball hard. Coming into that at bat with the Blue Claws, he was 2-for-36, but he hit that ball on the screws, and Rudick runs it down, two away. And now Leandro Pineda, a sweet swinging lefty from Venezuela, just 20 years old, needs to reach base to extend the game and give Radcliffe a chance to tie it up. In his second day with the Blue Claws, he's 2-for-8, and a base hit to left field in the seventh, and he looks at a breaking ball from McLaughlin in there for a strike. Brooklyn led 7-0. Blue Claws have been game in this one. Battling back, they've cut it to 7-5. But now they're down to their final two strikes. Fastball, high and away from the former Fairfield Stag, Trey McLaughlin. Facing Leandro Pineda, began the year with Clearwater and was promoted to Jersey Shore just 24 hours ago. 1-1 pitch is a changeup called strike on the outside corner, and the count is 1-2. Keith Foreman at third, Pat Listash coaching at first, hoping to see one base run, and they would give Radcliffe, who has 13 homers on the year, two tonight, a chance to tie the game. Here's a high fly ball in the left center. This will do it. Consuegra, the center fielder, moves to his right, makes the catch, the ball game's over, and Brooklyn holds off a Jersey Shore rally. Your final score in Shoretown is the Cyclones 7 and the Blue Claws 5. Brooklyn has now won 11 consecutive games against the Blue Claws, 20 of 25 between the two teams this season, and Jersey Shore has dropped 23 of their last 28 home games since June 17th. They battled to the end tonight, but ultimately fall a little short. Your final, Brooklyn 7 and the Blue Claws 5. 7 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for the Cyclones. 5 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for the Blue Claws. Luis Moreno, the starter, is the winning pitcher. He is 2-7. Josh Hendrickson takes the loss. He is 0-1, and McLaughlin will get his first save with the Cyclones in his second appearance. Blue Claws are 19-33, 44-74, 30 games under for the first time. Brooklyn 30-22, 60-58. On the year. Time of the game, 2 hours and 35 minutes. The attendance was 8,060. A sold-out crowd here in Shoretown. Multi-hit game tonight for the Blue Claws. Baron Radcliffe, 2. Jared Carr had 2. Rudick had 2 hits. J.D. Schwartz, 2 hits. And Consuegra, 2 hits for Brooklyn. Home runs for the Cyclones. Jose Perosa, his 7th. Jalen Palmer, his 9th for the Blue Claws. Hao Yu Lee is first, and Baron Radcliffe is 12th and 13th. He drives in 4 for the Blue Claws, who cannot, unfortunately, complete the comeback. Brooklyn wins it 7-5. We're back tomorrow at 7:05 again. Matt Russell for Jersey Shore, 5-8. Dominic Hamill for Brooklyn. He is 4-1 on the year. Brooklyn needed a win to try to keep pace with Hudson Valley. Renegades win over Hickory 5-4. Blue Claws elimination number down 3. Final score tonight, 8-7-5, Brooklyn. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to BlueClaws.com.